This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
You're number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its 3rd generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Brant Billing alongside telling me that momentarily we dropped our transfer rate and it's boomed right back up. So for a few scant seconds, we may have left the air, apologize. Technology has a way of doing strange things every now and then. But they worked feverishly on this field to get it ready for first pitch at 3. The mound very wet, home plate area very wet, but drying out quickly now as the breeze picks up and sun is beginning to filter through. Both teams very strong in the defensive department and on the mound. The club that puts up 3 or 4 runs will probably win this game. Rushi, with far more experience, having played everybody this year, 1 year ago, except for Drew Sherman, the only graduate, in 2021. Meanwhile, Southeastern begins 2 seniors, 3 juniors, 4 sophomores, a freshman. Again, Rushi, not that many seniors, but a lot of veterans back who logged many innings 1 year ago. So the experience edge to the Rushi Raiders. Well, this regional tournament resembles last year's regional here at Princeton quite a bit. You may recall that Rushi and Fort Loramie were both here in opposite brackets. They won their initial regional semifinal games, advanced to the championship. Fort Loramie was victorious, went on to the state final 4 in Akron. So Rushi and Fort Loramie are back. Cedarville from the Ohio Heritage Conference took part in the regional 1 year ago, was beaten by Fort Loramie. Southeastern from the OHC is this year's representative from that conference, playing Rushi here in game 1. And for the 2nd straight season, a Central Ohio district winner from Lancaster chose a tourney path leading to the Southwest Regional here at Princeton. In 2021, Lancaster Fisher Catholic was here, got clobbered by Rushi. Fisher Catholic had upset Newark Catholic in a district title game. And just last week, Lancaster Christian Academy rallied to knock out East Knox to earn the matchup with Fort Loramie here today. Oddly enough, last year's state semifinalists in Division IV at Akron are still alive in this year's tournament. They are Van Wert, Lincoln View, Warren, John F. Kennedy, Lucasville Valley, and, of course, Fort Loramie. Warren, JFK, nipped the Redskins in one 2021 state semifinal. Lincoln View edged Lucasville in the other, and then JFK blanked Lincoln View in the title game. Of course, the winners of these two games today come back tomorrow at 5 for the regional championship, airtime at 4:30. The D4 state semifinal for the Southwest Region champ is next Thursday at Canal Park in Akron at 10 a.m. The Southwest winner plays the Southeast winner, and the state championship contest is on Saturday, next weekend also at 10 a.m. I will alert the radio station. Please stand by. We'll have a two-minute radio station break coming up in just a moment. Our doubleheader today, the two regional semifinals at Princeton High School, are brought to you by, here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, located on Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region once again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pies. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com, the pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And in the last few months, these additional new sponsors have come on board. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Knox Machinery. Precision Strip in Minster. And Airstream in Jackson Center. Thanks as well to Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And thanks as well to the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Thankfully, Bryant, the weather has broken, and we're going to have a good afternoon of high school baseball. I would expect by the time Game 2 starts between Fort Loramie and Lancaster, we'll have plenty of sunshine.
Yes, it's looking that way. It looks like the clouds are breaking up here, and the crew here at Princeton High School was working feverishly, as you said earlier, getting this field ready. A lot of quick dry went down on the dirt, and they cleared off some standing water in front of some of the dugouts here, too, but it looks good, and they our understanding from talking to some Princeton people down here is the wind helps things dry off fast, and it looks definitely like a playable field here right now.
Rushi Raiders 21-6, Southeastern Trojans 19-7 in game one. First pitch at 3 o'clock. We'll take a two-minute radio station break. Two-minute radio station break. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorshealth.com/radio. That's victorshealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorus Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And welcome back once again here at Princeton High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. We are moments away from the start of this Division IV regional semifinal game between Rushi and Southeastern. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are key building components as well. Pitching one, defense two, and manufacturing runs. We expect a low-scoring game. The team that's able to move runners along and get key base hits with runners in scoring position will most likely eke out a win here today. We'll hear from both coaches in just a few minutes. Those are the key building components for Rushi and Southeastern. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. What a year for the Rushi Raiders. Last seven seasons, six regional appearances. Once again here in 2022, a sectional championship, a district championship, and a co-SCAL title with Fort Loramie. Head coach Kevin Flippo said his club at Rushi is right where it wants to be, playing here at Princeton in the regional semifinal.
We've been preparing for this. This is our goal. Honestly, I mean, we're not overconfident at all, but deep down, after the run that we had last year, you know, getting to the regional finals, mm-hmm. you know, being that close and being that young, having so much returning, we only lost one starter, so we had all our pitching back, so this was our goal. This is our goal. So, you know, we're a confident club. We're playing well at the right time, and, you know, we just hope we're able to keep it going.
Now, your club based largely on defense and pitching. Highlight your staff, beginning with Grant Saunders, the 6'3 right-hander, who's back to 100% now, and he is ready to go.
Yeah, Grant is a slow start. We held him off for first half of the season, but he's got his innings up, his pitch count, so yeah, he's been right where we want him to be at this time. Then follow that up with Xavier Flippo, same thing. Xavier was our one while Grant was out, and Xavier, no one competes as hard as Xavier. He's a complete pitcher. Not quite the fastball, but he can spot three pitches where he wants it.
When I say very good on defense, I mean it. Talk about those young men who excel for you defensively.
Yeah, we're strong up the middle. I mean, Aiden Chappie behind the plate, and then Xavier and Braylon Cudanier, whether they're short and second or both play short. Zane Chappie in center field, one of the best outfielders, one of the most athletic kids out there. And don't overlook Hayden Quinter at third. You know, not many balls get by him. He ranges far to his left, and when he needs to, come in fielding bunts, and then first base replace Jared Pullen is can pick any ball over there.
We mentioned Saunders' name, mentioned Quinter's name, two of your top three hitters, along with Braylon Cordonier.
Yeah, we've... In the past, it's been pitching and defense, but this year, finally, feel more confident on our offense. We've got some guys who've been consistent all year round. And, yes, it's been those three guys in the middle, but it's been, you know, anybody at one time can, you know, put a ball in the gap when need to, make some things happen. So we have a lot of the help at the bottom of the order to get a couple guys on to flip it over, and then the top of the order has been rolling for us all year.
It always helps to finish the year strong. You're doing just that. Ended the regular season playing a superb baseball in the tournament as well.
A lot of it has to do with getting Grant back.
So that
just adds to the depth of our pitching staff, and we've been pitching really well, and we haven't allowed a lot of runs. So that has, I think, the key to our second half success.
Tournament baseball, any different approach to it than the regular season? Talk about that for a minute. What's the mindset of the young men heading into today's game against Southeastern?
Our approach is just try to get ahead.
Right.
We're not afraid to bunt. And just knowing the situation and early in the game, yeah, get a bunt down probably, get on the scoreboard and just kind of play with the lead. And then just slowly add on.
Well, I like that. That's the MO of the Rushi Raiders, and that's what high school baseball is all about, Bryant. Get a lead any way you can and protect it with good, solid pitching and defense.
Absolutely, and that's been their key to success, like you said. What, five straight consecutive district titles now for Rushi in the last five seasons that have been played. Obviously, there was no tournament run in 2020 due to the virus, but yeah, five straight years. It's worked for them well.
These two teams are red hot. Southeastern has won 9 of its last 11. Rushi 14 of its last 15. Rushi is here as a result of tournament wins over Mississinewa 10-0, Newton 6-0, and Cincinnati Christian 9-2. Meanwhile, Southeastern has won 3 in a row in tournament play, 7-2 over Franklin Monroe, 3-0 and 3-0 over Troy Christian and Felicity Franklin. Southeastern's head coach is Grant Isaac. He was not with the team last year. The club went 14-16 in 2021, graduated only 2 starters. Coach Isaac is glad to be back.
I took a year off last year, so my assistant coach, Darren Routson, took that helm the last 2 years. He did the COVID year as well. I took a couple years off to start a family, and so I was excited about that, and it's a good thing. Yeah, kids asked me, kind of begging me to come back, and I asked Darren to be okay, and so here we are, and we're in the regional finals.
This is the best defensive team you said you've been a part of.
Yeah, I coached at Shawnee from 2001 to 2009. And then started here at Southeastern 2014. It's probably one of the best defensive teams I've coached.
Highlight your pitching staff. You're coming off 2 great 3-0 triumphs in tournament play.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we have a 1. I think we have 2 ones. They're both kind of throw the same. Sam Smith and Zach McKee. I say Zach maybe we might throw a little harder. Sam's he's a pitch to contact pitcher. He's the epitome of a pitcher. I mean, he will mix his speeds up, hit his locations. Zach will come at you a little bit.
Talk about your batting order. Who sets the table at the top, and who are your RBI men in the middle?
Who sets the table? Aiden Harbage, our catcher, sets the table.
Okay.
There's no question. When he goes, we go. He's very good on the base pass. I'm not saying stealing. He knows how to read the ball from the outfield to the infield. He can take the extra base when he needs to.
Okay.
Garrett Cordrell comes in at number 2, is able to put a bunt down when we need to, although he can put the stick on the ball as well as anybody. Our main 2 RBI guys are Sam Smith, he'll bat 3, and Zach McKee will bat 4.
I know you manufacture runs very well. You like to move men along on the base paths.
Yeah, we'll play small ball if we have to. We try not to, but we dictate what the other team's going to give us based on, you know, the pitching and how we feel like we talk. Darren and I talk every half inning, and we think, okay, let's give our team a couple at bats, or let's start playing small ball.
You know, you lost three of your first eight early on to start the campaign. Looks like, based on the wins and losses over the last month and a half, you're playing your best baseball of the season right now.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that we started off slow. We play really a good non-competition. I mean, our non-league is much bigger than us. We're a small Division IV. We play in the OHC Conference, Ohio Heritage Conference, and that's loaded with a lot of D2 schools and a couple of D3s, and we're on scrimmage Northeastern today. That's a Division III. We lost one to Greenview. That was a Division II, and Graham a Division II. So we like to play up in competition, so we're not too concerned about wins and losses.
What's the big key to playing in a regional semifinal? I know you've got to get your players to settle in, avoid nerves as much as possible, and play Southeastern baseball from inning one on. How do you approach it as a head coach? Any differently than a regular season or early tournament game?
I don't think so. Darren and I talk about that all the time. We'll just keep everything status quo. We let these kids play, let them have fun. They know what's at stake. We don't need to ground that into them. They know where they're at, and we try to tell them every day, it's just a game. Play the game of baseball. Just have fun.
Just have fun. That's the motto for both of these head coaches here today. Kevin Flippo, Rushi, Craig Isaac, Southeastern. It's a regional semifinal. Rushi Raiders' entire roster being introduced at the moment. We'll take another two-minute radio station break. Two-minute radio station break upcoming. Rushi Southeastern Baseball is next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
So many thanks to our radio station sponsors here today. Bushers Market in Rushi, Reese Insurance Group, Sydney Body Car Star, Realty 2000, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. We'll return in a moment. It's Rushi and Southeastern here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing pinch hitting for Chuck McBee today. We are here at Cincinnati Princeton High School, seconds away from the start of this first D4 baseball regional semifinal. Rushi and Southeastern next. And then later on at about 6 o'clock tonight, it's Fort Loramie against Lancaster Christian Academy. The two winners return tomorrow to play at 5. At stake, a berth in the state final four. And as we look up above Bryant Billing, we see a much larger sliver of blue sky overhead. Wind blowing out to right field from west to east. Beautifully landscaped Princeton High School baseball diamond. Bright green, well manicured. Down each line, it's about 320 to the foul poles. About 360 in the alleys, 390 to center. I-75 beyond the center field scoreboard, and as usual, the traffic is stopped.
Yes. Daily occurrence down here, it sounds like.
Let's set up the Southeastern Club, the home team, defensively. On the mound is Sam Smith, 48 innings, about a strikeout per inning this year, ERA of 1.00. His catcher is Aiden Harbage, outfield left to right, Austin Miller in left field, Mason Coyle in center, Kyle Adkins in right. Infield third to first, Kaysen Spears at third, Garrig Cordial at short, Zach McKee at second, and Cole Erskine at first. Southeastern Trojans in the white, red numerals, black sleeves, white hats with red and black trim. Rushi Raiders in that bright mustard yellow gold. I love it. That's the color of the jerseys, blue helmets, white pants. And for Rushi, leading off this game is Braden Monin. Number 12 stands in, a right-hand batting left fielder. And the first pitch of the game by Smith of Southeastern is right down the middle for a called strike. Monin leading off for the Rushi Raiders, hitting a 379 clip on the year. Good leadoff man, takes a pitch very wide, and it is a ball and a strike. Smith and McKee, that's the 1-2 punch on the mound this year for Southeastern. Smith maybe throws a bit harder than McKee. Last pitch dealt plateward to Monin was a curveball outside. 1-1 count to Monin. Harbage, the catcher, sets up on the outside corner. There's a slow breaking ball, tantalizing but high, and it's 2-1. 2-1 pitch by Smith to Monin. Sprayed foul off to the right, out of play. Right fielder for Southeastern, Adkins, shaded way over toward the line. Nice gap in right center field. Up at third, guarding against a bunt is Kaysen Spears. Here's the two-strike pitch to Monin, down in the dirt. Swing and a miss. He couldn't dig it off the ground. and he's out on strikes to start this game. And that was a breaking pitch. And so far, Bryant, we've seen a steady diet of off-speed stuff from Smith.
Yeah, that one got away from him there and rolled back, second pitch, but he's looking good so far.
Second hitter for the Rushi Raiders is Xavier Flippo, 345 on the season for him. First pitch to Flippo is in and over for a strike, nothing and one. Smith throwing toward that outside corner target. Curveball blooped in the air down the right field line. Right fielder hustling over near the stripe. Yes, he makes the play. Good effort by Kyle Atkins as Flippo Ferrucci tried to take that outside pitch the opposite way. Just didn't sting it very hard. Two up, two down for Ferrucci. And Hayden Quinter steps in, the third baseman. Raiders top three in the order, sophomore Monin, junior Flippo, sophomore Quinter. All three from the right-hand side of the plate. Here's the pitch by Smith. It is a strike, knee-high, outside corner. Quinter, 447 on the year at the plate. Here's the pitch to him, and it's popped in the air down the right field line, curling, out of play, foul, 0-2. Smith doing a good job getting ahead of the hitters. Here is the two-strike pitch to Quinter. Big breaking ball, skied in the air, out of play to the right. Up so far, Smith has been feeding Rushi batters non-fastballs, a variety of change of pace stuff. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch, and it is a fastball in the outside corner. Waved at and missed. Well, Ferrucci up and down quickly in the first inning. Harmless initial frame for the Raiders. Three up, three away. Southeastern comes to bat in the bottom of the first. Ferrucci nothing, and Southeastern hitting next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider two-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Let's set up the Rushi Raiders defensively as Grant Saunders takes to the hill. He wears 2-2 on his back. The tall 6'3" right-hander, number 22. He's got an 83-86 mph fastball. And he was rugged, mighty tough to hit last year here in this regional semi against Lancaster Fisher Catholic. They were fortunate to hit a hard foul ball against Saunders, who went the route and blitzed Lancaster Fisher as the Raiders won that regional semifinal easily 1 year ago. Raiders have Saunders on the mound, Aiden Chappie behind the plate, infield left to right, Hayden Quinter at third, Xavier Flippo at short, Braylon Cordonier at second, Jared Poling at first, the outfield left to right, Braden Monin left field, Zane Chappie in center, Jude Counts in right. And Bryant, as I look off to the northwest again, I see an ocean of blue sky heading this way. We're going to be in bright sunshine by the third inning or so.
Yes, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
Let's strike up the band. I can see clearly now. That wasn't very good, was it? I'll stick to my full-time job.
Okay. But, yeah, very efficient inning there for Smith. He got out of that on 10 pitches.
He was sharp.
Yes.
Yeah, he was sharp. He got ahead through strikes, and that's what it's all about. One of our new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, Schnipple Construction, perhaps a well-kept secret in Shelby County and all of West Central Ohio. Schnipple Construction in Botkins has been building excellence for 7 decades. It was way back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a very high standard of excellence back then, and we at Schnipple follow that standard every step of the way today. And since those early years at Schnipple Construction, we have completed over 400 commercial projects. Today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, specializing in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. Schnipple has now built 60. Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express. More about Schnipple as this game progresses. By the way, Schnipple Construction welcomes applicants to forward a letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com. That's Schnipple, S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, schnippleconstruction.com. Second pitch, worked by Grant Saunders, plateward, is grounded to second. Easy play for the Raiders. Gobbled up by Braylon Cordonier. On to Jared Poling for the out. And Aiden Harbage, solid hitting catcher in the leadoff spot for Southeastern, is retired. Gary Cordial, the right-hand batting shortstop, now steps in. And he looks at a pitch from Saunders inside off the corner. Harbage was hitting at 410 before Saunders retired him to start Southeastern's bottom of the first. Cordial, a 363 hitter for Southeastern. Here's the windup by Saunders. He comes plateward. Breaking ball low and away. Did I drop my head and miss a foul ball to the screen, Bryant?
You did not.
I did not? Okay.
Apparently you did. I missed it too.
A ball, a strike. Here's the pitch to Cordial. Ripped on a line between third and short. It's in for a hit. And it scoots out to the Rushi left fielder, Monin, and is played back to the middle of the diamond. Solid single for Cordial. Sam Smith, the hitter now for Southeastern. He, too, hits from the right side. Smith, the pitcher, on the hill today for the Trojans. Very good batting average on the year at 360. The pitch to the plate by Saunders gets away, rolls behind the Rushi catcher, and scooting down to second base goes Cordial. He's at second with one down as McKee looked at a ball. Well, it was a very good top half of the first inning for Smith of Southeastern. You said, what, 10 pitches, Bryant? Two strikeouts?
Is that correct? You got it, yes. Two strikeouts and a flyout.
And Saunders, after getting a first batter out, then a single, wild pitch, runner at second in scoring position. Smith, slightly closed stance, waves the bat back and forth at the plate. Braylon Cordonier at second is hovering over the bag, trying to keep the runner close. Saunders whips the strike in there right at the thighs down the middle. No balls and a strike on Smith. On deck, McKee, the second baseman. One out, one on for Southeastern. Bottom of the first, no score. Rushi went down 1-2-3 in the top of the inning. There's a ball drilled back to the mound, off the webbing of the glove of Saunders. It ricochets by Rushi, second baseman, into right center field. A clean single run scores. Throw toward the plate. And the batter runner, Sam Smith, didn't stop. He slid into second safely. And Southeastern's got a second runner in scoring position as the second and third hitters tattoo Saunders pretty hard.
As Smith hit that right back at Saunders, he outstretched his glove there, was able to make contact with it, but he couldn't, you know, was way too hard hit to be caught. And then it hit off of Saunders and went into right field.
And Braylon Cordonier made a diving effort for it at second, off to his left, could not field it. Runner at second for Southeastern. Very good heads-up base running by the Trojans. And stepping in now is Zach McKee, the second baseman. And he fouls to the screen. No balls and a strike on McKee, a 342 hitter on the year. My mistake, I should say 297 on base percentage, pushing 350. McKee, another right-hand batter. Saunders, a big breaking curve, high and inside, a ball. Very tricky to read the scoreboard, is it not, Brian?
Yes, it is.
Thought maybe I'd gone blind for a second. Here's the pitch by Saunders to McKee. Low outside corner, called a strike. Well done. Count 1-2 or 2-1?
2-1, I believe that made it. Yes,
two
correct.
Balls, two balls and a strike. First two pitches were off the plate by Saunders. He comes back, third pitch, called strike. Next pitch is popped in the air between first and second base, and it's going to land on the edge of the grass in short right field. The wind drifted it away from Braylon Cordonier. He might have been fighting a little glare from the sun that's filtering through.
I think so.
The ball landed without being touched.
He looked like he was looking straight at where the sun is right now.
Wow.
And like you said, with the wind here, too.
Real tough break for the Raiders there. That appeared to be an automatic out. The runner on second, yep. Obviously.
Smith.
He had to sit tight. He couldn't move up.
Yeah, he thought that was going to be caught, too.
Runners at first and second. It's got to go down as a single.
Right.
That's a fluke.
Yes. And that is how Southeastern's Game Changer scored a 2, so I'm sticking with it.
Okay, I like
luckily,
that.
Luckily with the Game Changer app, that is proving a nice assist here since, like you said just a few seconds ago, the scoreboard is almost washed out for us.
Well, Southeastern's got an opportunity here in the bottom of the first inning with no score to pile up a couple of extra runs, having taken the lead 1-0 over Rushi, 1-2, 2-1. And the fifth hitter in the order is junior left fielder Austin Miller, who cranks a foul out of play to the right. Miller on the year has a batting average of 190, one of the lower numbers in this Southeastern starting lineup. Big bending curveball by Saunders. Knee high down the middle, it froze the batter.
Saunders, again, has been working his way back after a nagging injury this year. He had one bad inning against Cincinnati Christian, in which they got both of their runs in that district final last Wednesday.
Here's the ball thrown to the plate. Late swing by Miller, who protects and grounds a foul wide of his first base coach. Still two strikes on Miller. Saunders missed about half the season, has come back strong, has been in the 80 pitch range the last couple starts, has that fastball up well over 80. Big bending curveball low and away. Good eye by Miller. A ball and two strikes. Southeastern with two runners aboard, one out, having scored a run already here in the bottom of the first. Rushi went down quickly 1-2-3 in the top half on 10 pitches and two strikeouts. Outfield straight away for the hitter. Saunders into the stretch. Boy, he needs a big K right here. Let's see if he can get it. He fires, foul to the right again. Hanging in is Miller, 1-2 still. On deck, Case and Spears. Southeastern features two seniors, three juniors, four sophomores, a freshman among the young men who see a lot of playing time for this ball club. One ball, two strikes. Look back at second by Saunders. Fires, big curveball. Yes, sir. He's rung up. Caught looking inside corner. I've got a little better view than Bryant, who's on my left. I'm virtually directly behind the home plate umpire, Bryant, a little left of center.
And unfortunately, I managed to place myself right smack dab in the middle of a pole here, so I can see neither Saunders nor the batter.
So Saunders got the strikeout. Man, did he need that in the worst way.
That is true.
Cason Spears, the third baseman, looks at a pitch high and tight for a ball. Two on for Southeastern, two out. Bottom of the first, Southeastern leads Rushi 1-0. Saunders in the stretch. Looks back at second, whips a pitch in there to Spears.
Oh.
And he strokes a line drive to left. The left fielder, Monin, off to his left. And he's got it on the run for the Raiders. Oh, that saved a big inning.
Yes, it did.
That ball was clobbered. Monin had him played well. A few darting steps to his left, and he nailed that line drive off the bat of Spears. Bottom of the first over for Southeastern, but the Trojans plate one. We have played one inning here in this regional semifinal at Princeton. Southeastern 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee today. We're on about an hour late. Start of this game delayed from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We played one inning. It is Southeastern 1, Rushi nothing. As Southeastern got a run on three hits in the bottom of the first inning to take a one-zip lead. Rushi went down hastily in order in the top of the first against curveballing Sam Smith, who had the Raiders off balance in the top of that first frame.
As we mentioned there, that was a huge strikeout for Saunders to be able to get Miller out. That was a big battle there. He fouled off, I believe, three pitches in that at-bat.
Grant Saunders, who is right at the top of Rushi's batting averages, well over 400. He steps in to hit. 6'3", right-handed slugger. Pitcher on the mound today for Rushi. Looks at the initial offerings from Smith, and it is a slow breaking curveball in and over the inside edge for a strike. So far, that breaking ball of Smith has got Rushi mesmerized. Smith again. Fastball, outside corner, got it, strike two. Well placed. Smith is on so far, Bryant.
Yes, he is.
In a groove.
Puts Saunders in a bad spot here. Yep. Got to try to get something.
Smith in a groove, catcher Harbage, very wide outside target. Smith hits it, it's a ball off the plate. One and two on Saunders. Outfield deep and left for Grant. Here is the ball and two-strike pitch. Uh-oh, it's a big side-winding curveball, and it floats in and over. Saunders couldn't pull the trigger. Strike three called. Three strikeouts for Rushi here in the first inning and a third. Left-hand batting, Braylon Cordonier steps in. Second baseman, Justin Frosch, a ninth grader. Freshman for Rushi.
He's had a great freshman year.
Yeah, he's had a phenomenal season hitting, batting average well over 400. Here's the pitch by Smith, and Cordonier tried to time it, fouled it right to the screen. That might have been in our laps, Bryant, had there not been a backstop.
Yes. Happy it's there. No screens in the press box here, so if one manages to get over, we got to watch, see if it's got the angle to hit us.
No balls and a strike on Cordonier. Pitch by Smith. Ball ripped hard on two bounces to short. Nice play by the shortstop of Southeastern. He gobbles it up. Cordial fires a strike to first, and Cordonier is retired by a step and a half. That ball was tagged, but right at the Southeastern shortstop, as Cordonier did time it up. That was the best stroke of the day so far for Rushi.
That shows his hitting prowess. He's the only one so far that's been able to get much off of Smith.
Aiden Shappe, catcher, senior for Rushi, looks at a pitch, and I think it caught the outside corner at the shoulders. Or was it ruled a ball and no swing? That is the decision. Plate umpire did eventually check with the first base ump. Ball just off the plate, no cut. That one's in the dirt, blown away, 2-0.
Filippo again did fly out to right in the first inning, but the other three Rushi batters have struck out besides him and Cordonier so far. We'll see what Shappe can do.
Here's the windup, the pitch to Shappe. And it's a towering fly ball back a second into short right center field. And ranging is the shortstop, believe it or not. Cordial for Southeastern goes galloping on his horse. Makes an over-the-shoulder play right between the second baseman and center fielder. Well done by Cordial. We couldn't hear, but he was obviously calling for it all the way. Rushi Raiders out in order in the second. We go to the bottom of inning number two. Southeastern 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
I'd like to remind Derek back at WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, we'll have a one-minute radio station break at the end of the bottom of this second inning after Southeastern bats. I'll cue for a one-minute radio station break at that time. Blue sky advancing towards Cincinnati from the northwest, I would imagine, Bryant, in the upper Miami Valley. It's very sunny by now, and clear skies headed this way. A few scattered cumulus clouds overhead mixed in with some stratus, fair weather clouds. Rain is gone. Should be a beautiful afternoon and a fine finish to the week and a great weekend coming up.
Yeah, the sun is out like we said, and I was wondering there in that last bat where Shappy, if Cordial was going to have problems with that because he looked to be looking in the sun, but he was able to come up there and make the play.
Right. Temperature expected to reach maybe upper 70s or 80. A little humidity still in the atmosphere right now, but it's going to go away and evaporate as this day progresses. I'm checking with our public address here at Princeton regarding a pronunciation. No? Here comes Southeastern to bat in the bottom of inning number two. And it's Kyle Adkins, the right fielder, just a freshman. This is a young Southeastern team. He bluffs the bunt, takes a pitch from Saunders wide for a ball. Bottom of inning number two. Southeastern 1, Rushi nothing. Slightly closed stance from the right side for the hitter, who looks at a Saunders fastball right down the pipe for a strike.
This is a big potential inning here for Saunders when he's got 7, 8, and 9 coming to the plate.
Yep, don't want to put men on and get that order turned for the top with runners aboard. There's a ball bunted in the air, off to the right, foul, out of play. One ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Adkins. Outfield is up snug in center and right. Pitch is in under the hands of Adkins, who scurries away from that one. It's a 2-2 count. Fort Loramie and Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy to follow at approximately 6 o'clock. Adkins fakes the bunt, takes the pitch. Oh, he should have offered. It's a strike three call right down the middle as Saunders blows him away. One down for Southeastern here in the bottom of inning number two. Cole Walton, the designated hitter, who bats for first baseman Cole Erskine. He swings from the left-hand side, looks at a Saunders pitch, blown away for a ball, 1-0. Boy, again, a lot of blue sky moving this way quickly from the northwest. And the shroud of clouds overhead disappearing off to the southeast of us, Bryant. And we're going to be in bright sunshine very shortly. Foul to the screen, a ball and a strike on Walton. Left-hand batter, Rushi, plays him straight away. There's a ball bouncing in the dirt to the right of home plate. Erskine does not offer, and it's a 2-1 count. I'm sorry, it's not Erskine. He's the first baseman. I properly said a moment ago that he is DH'd for by Cole Walton, the left-hand batter. Saunders throws a perfectly placed fastball in the outside corner. First strike, 2. 2-2 on Walton. Even stance in the box. Swings the bat back. Left-hander. Piers at ball three off the outside edge, and I think the count has gone full, 3-2.
It has.
3-2 on Cole Walton of Southeastern. Saunders payoff pitch. High fastball. A cut and a miss. He whiffed. Strike three. Saunders had some giddy-up, some rise on that speed ball, and Walton could not catch up to it. Two straight strikeouts for Saunders here in the bottom of the second, and Mason Coyle, the senior center fielder, steps in, batting from the left side as well for Southeastern, which is a left-hand batting lineup, or I should say a right-hand batting lineup, 1-7, and the last two hitters stand in from the left side. Saunders throwing a strike on the outside corner. He blistered a fastball right on the money. 1-1 on Coyle, who nervously flips the bat back and forth. Swing and a miss at another fastball. Saunders getting into a groove here in inning number two. 1-2 on Coyle. Saunders fires high, evens up the count at 2-2. Or the bottom of inning number two, Southeastern 1, Rushi nothing. Rushi without a hit yet against Sam Smith. Here's the pitch to the plate. Coyle with a quick swing and a foul ball right to the screen.
He was lucky to get just enough of that to foul it back and keep this at-bat alive here.
2-2 count continues. The winner of this game returns at 5 tomorrow to take on the winner of game number 2 between Fort Loramie and Lancaster Academy. That tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the regional championship. Breaking ball by Saunders. Had Coyle out in front. He swings over the top and comes up empty. Sparkling second inning turned in by Grant Saunders of Rushi. 1-2-3 strikeouts. We played two innings here at Cincinnati Princeton in this regional D4 semifinal. Southeastern 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Once again, I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing here at Cincinnati Princeton. Rushi yet to get a base wrap, having been shut out in the first two frames by Sam Smith, senior hurler for Southeastern, which is on top by a count of 1-0. Rushi trying to get something going. In the top of the third inning, Zane Chappie, the center fielder, swings and hits a bolt into right center field for a base hit over the head of the second baseman, McKee. And it's fielded out there on about the third or fourth hop by Coyle. And right on cue, Bryant, as I say, the Raiders need to get something started. Zane Chappie responds. That ball was cracked.
And also insurance, the top of the order is going to come up now for the Raiders, too. Well, assuming that they're able to avoid having a double play.
Poling to the plate. Big right-hand batting first baseman, a senior. Chappie, a junior, on at first. The first pitch from Smith is wide. And Southeastern's third baseman was charging briskly. Poling really didn't show a sign of bunting. Here is Smith looking at first, now pulling squares. It's a bunt in front of the plate. The catcher is on top of it. It's ruled a foul ball, having hit the shoe of Poling in the batter's box. plate umpire on top of it.
He's been on top of everything today, hasn't he?
Yeah, balls and strikes have been excellent. Superb plate work, no doubt about it. Top of inning three, Southeastern 1, Rushi nothing. Poling in the box, open stance. Runner at first, no out for the Raiders. Poling squares, bunts to the third baseman on three hops. Oh, he boots it! It rolls up his arm and behind him. Fairly easy play for Spears. He couldn't find the handle. That opens the door for the Raiders. Runners at first and second, no one out here in the third inning. And that's got to go down as an E5.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. That was going to be given a decent throw to first. A very easy out
yes.
to first base.
Yes, it would have been. And good news for Rushi there. Two on now, no outs.
Oh, another bunt up the third baseline. Foul. With runners at first and second, good idea for Jude Counts to lay one down. And it trickled a few feet foul, about a third of the way up the line. Southeastern caught a bit napping. Third baseman still playing a step or two behind the bag.
And again, this is Rushi's bottom of the lineup here that's doing this work.
Two on, none out. Top of the third, Southeastern 1, Rushi nothing, count squares, looks high and away, a ball, a strike. Tell you what, Brian, if you can bunt it hard enough to third, so there's no way the pitcher can make the play, with the third baseman back so far,
yes.
it's going to be a bunt single. And now Southeastern's catcher, Aiden Harbich, wants to talk to pitcher Sam Smith, and they converse. Big opportunity for the Rushi Raiders, who went down very quickly in the first two innings, but a single and an error by Southeastern on a bunt have allowed the Raiders to put two on. Strike two called to Counts on the outside corner. Generous call by the plate umpire, who gave Smith the outside corner. One and two on the batter Counts. Big lead out at second for Chappie. One and two pitch, swung on, stroked high in the air to short left center field. Here comes Coyle, a mad dash by Southeastern's center fielder, and he spears it on the dead run about 15, 20 feet beyond the dirt in very short left center field. Wind held it up a little bit. Big out for Southeastern. Two on for Rushi, one away. Well, when you don't get the bunt down with runners at first and second, Bryant, that means you've got to come up with a one-out base hit. And we go back to the top of the order. Braden Monin steps in, and he swings and fouls to the screen. No balls and a strike.
He again struck out to start the game. Was one of two strikeouts there in that first inning.
Big at bat here. Raiders need to move runners along at the very least. Pitch to Monin. Swung on and lifted into the air to center. Wind blowing it to right center. Coyle is drifting that way. Camping got it for the out. Chappie tags at second. Digs hard for third. In easily. And the Raiders have him on the corners with two down in the top of the third inning. Two fly balls to the outfield by Rushi after the first two reach. Runners at first and third for the Raiders, two away. And here's Xavier Flippo. Flippo, the only Rushi hitter in the first inning who did not strike out. Let's see if Rushi's got some running in mind here. Poling is at first. Initial pitch by Smith is very wide for a ball. Catcher set up on the outside corner. And Smith missed the target. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 the count on Flippo. Raiders in need of a clutch two-out base knock right here. Coyle, the center fielder, shaded to left center. And the ball is drilled on a line right to Coyle, and he's got it head high. Oh, he was played perfectly. Called that one.
Yep.
Called that one before the ball was struck.
barely had to take a step.
No more than 10, 12 feet off the ground, right to Coyle, who picked it off his left shoulder. And the Raiders, after getting the first two on here in the third, go down without scoring. In the middle of inning number three, Southeastern 1, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Say, are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment buying a home on acreage, or you need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Osgood Bank. .com. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. For your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory. Small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. Up the first hitter here in the bottom of the third inning for Southeastern is the club's leadoff hitter, the good hitting catcher, Aiden Harbage, and he stings the very first pitch offered by Grant Saunders to pretty deep left field, but it's stopped by the wind, and it winds up being an easy play for Monin, one out to start the Trojans' bottom half of the third frame. 1-0 Southeastern. And falling behind the hitter, Cordial, is Saunders, 2-0. Bottom of inning number two, Cordial started that one-run inning in the bottom of the first for Southeastern with a base hit. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Saunders. Two balls and a strike. Cordial was cutting for the downs there. Saunders working quickly. Oh, that gets Cordial in the back of the left leg. He's on at first, hit the pitch. And that'll bring up Sam Smith, the pitcher for Southeastern, who was really sharp in the first two innings, then worked out of two on, no out trouble in the third against Rushi, leaving the Raiders scoreless still. Smith at the plate, runner at first is Cordial. Saunders with a slide step home, fires a pitch up and away, cut on and missed by the hitter. No balls and a strike on Smith.
He had that big RBI single to center in that first inning. And that's been the only run drove home so far.
Here's the windup, the pitch to Smith. Very high, sails over the head of Chappie behind the plate, and it's an easy advance down to second for Cordial.
Cordial, again, is the one who scored that run. He moved to second in that first inning on a pass ball. This time he goes on a wild pitch. Shows how those little things can help in the high school game especially.
Was that technically deemed a pass ball?
Yes.
Earlier? So it's a wild pitch and a pass ball. And Southeastern trying to use them to their advantage. As skies clear here at Princeton and the wind begins to blow. And it's shuffling my lineups and statistics all over the press, all over the press box. In fact, I looked away and missed the last pitch.
But the breeze is nice, though, that's for sure.
Runner at second, one out for Southeastern. Bottom of the third, Trojans lead the Raiders 1-0. Here's the pitch to Smith, and it's lined to the right side. Cordonier can't get it. He leaped off to his left. It's into right field for a single. Here's the throw home, not cut off. It sails all the way through to the plate. And then it's thrown by Chappie towards second, high into center field. Runner is in safe easily, and the Raiders a little unraveled here in inning number three, now trailing 2-0. That ball was stung by Smith. He hit an outside fastball sharply into right center. Cordonier lunged off to his left but could not reel it in, and Southeastern is now up 2-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Zach McKee comes to the plate. Smith down at second on the throw home. Raiders making some mistakes in the first three innings, Bryant.
And Southeastern also hitting Saunders well here. Meeting on the mound there. It's coming to an end now. Looks like they'll be sticking with Saunders for well, but we'll see if he can recover. Again, he had one bad inning against Cincinnati Christian where they got four hits, and that's where they scored their two runs. He was good the rest of that contest, so recovered after that. So we'll see if he can recover here and limit the damage. That is something he was able to do there in the first inning. Southeastern could have got more out of that. They left two men on.
Sophomore Zach McKee stands in right-hand batting box for Southeastern. And he flexes those muscles, misses the pitch. Saunders gets him on a high fastball. Nothing and one. Smith, nice size lead down at second. Here's the pitch to the plate. Oh, and it hits the batter in the back. Second hit batsman in this frame for Rushi pitcher Saunders. And we have now reached a very conceivable turning point time in this game, Bryant. Rushi cannot afford to allow more Southeastern damage. Raiders already trail 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. Two on, one out. Austin Miller is at the plate. McKee, by the way, had singled in the first inning.
Yes, he hit that bloop single.
Miller struck out his first time out. He squares to bunt. Does offer the high fastball, and it is a strike. And the runner at second for Southeastern wanders off second base too far. The batter did not make contact on the bunt attempt. And the throw by Chappie down to second, a quick rundown, and the runner's in a pickle, and he's tagged out. Talking about Raider mistakes, that was a big one,
yes,
right there by Southeastern.
For Cordial, yes it was.
So now a runner is at first with two out. Southeastern with a miscue. Boy, the runner on second.
Oh, excuse me, that was Smith.
Right, Sam Smith, the pitcher for Southeastern. Got stranded well off the bag at second. He tried to get a little bit of a head start, cheated a little bit, hoping his hitter at the plate would get the bunt down, and he did not. He missed it completely, and then Smith was hung out to dry. So Miller's at the plate now with a runner at first. No one in scoring position. Two down for Southeastern here in the bottom of the third. Miller, of course, not bunting now with two away. The pitch by Saunders is a high fastball. And I need a heads up here on the count. I think it's 1-2?
Yes.
A ball and two strikes. Saunders needs to K Miller and finish off this inning. There's a hard ground ball to the right side. Poling leaps that way at first base for Rushi. Can't get it. It's into right field. And the runner at first dances down to second. That's McKee. Miller, an opposite field base wrap. Runners again at first and second for Southeastern, which is doing a remarkable job, Bryant, of hitting the ball where it's pitched.
Yes, yes, they are.
First and second for the Trojans. Two down, bottom of the third. On the single to right by Miller, here's Kason Spears. He lined out his first trip to the plate, closing out the first inning. Saunders throw home, misses the inside corner for a ball.
That's where that base running mistake by Smith could play a part. this game continues here. That would have been a run, likely, for Southeastern there, but it stays at 2-0.
Or at the very least, bases loaded, one
correct.
Out.
Correct, yep.
Here's the pitch to Spears. Swung on, high pop, right side, Poling drifting between the coaching box and the dugout. He's got it. No further damage by Southeastern, which did plate one. Pop out by Spears to end the third inning, as we noted. The runner being hung out to dry kept Southeastern from scoring more. They would have had at least bases loaded, one out. Instead, they settle for just the single run. We played three innings here at Cincinnati Princeton in this D4 baseball regional semifinal. It's Southeastern 2, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. 2-0 Southeastern ahead of Rushi. Top of the fourth frame for the Raiders, who must dent the scoreboard and scratch and claw back into this contest. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all for you, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. A take-home test for the coronavirus is available. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2, open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, 937-596-8100, in-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. A ball and a strike to the Raiders' first hitter here in the top of the fourth. It's Hayden Quinter who struck out back in the first. Quinter, right-hand batter, holds the bat high. Looks at that one in the dirt, 2-1. Raiders need a base runner any way possible to start this fourth inning down 2-0.
Yeah, so far, they only have one hit today. See if they can get something going here in this fourth.
2-1 pitch to Quinter. Very high and away, 3-1. Quinter is a ball out of the strike zone from reaching first. We've got some blue sky, patches of it overhead now. A strike called just below the waist, inside half. Coming back to get a big strike was Smith, the pitcher for Southeastern. 3-2 now on Quinter. Here's the payoff coming. Catcher holds the outside target. Smith fires. And the ball is lined into center field on one bounce to Cordial, the center fielder for Southeastern. That ball was ticketed for a clean single the moment it left the bat. As Quinter rocks a single to center, he's aboard. As he struck a 3-2 pitch, hit it sharply. Now here's Grant Saunders. Boy, he can power that ball deep in the alleys. Very good pitcher and offensive player as well. Quinter on at first. Southeastern leads 2-0. Rushi batting, top of the fourth. None out, one on. First pitch to Saunders. Big breaking curveball floating in and over for a strike. Bryant, it looks like a wiffle ball.
Yes.
It is so tantalizing. Saunders thought about pulling the trigger, didn't. Another curveball by Saunders. He's lunging for it, and he skies it into short right center field. And the two outfielders converge, and neither one catches it. It drops in, and Rushi's in business. Quinter skips around second, darts to third. Saunders on at first. Looked like a sure out when it left the bat.
I'm not sure what happened there, if they weren't communicating or what the issue was there. Either of them looked like they could have got it.
Wow. Mason Coyle, the center fielder, Kyle Adkins, the right fielder, converged. in short right center field. They crisscrossed. Neither one got a glove on it. There is some sun filtering through. Wind is blowing toward the right field corner. Rushi now, Bryant, has got to take big advantage.
Absolutely. They did get their first two runners on the exact same way in that last inning, a single and then an error. They couldn't come up with anything now. Couldn't come up with anything then, but now with runners at the corners, they've got to take advantage here.
Yeah, did you score that an error? If so, on whom? There's a strike at the letters, 0-1 on Braylon Cordonier.
I will default to the Southeastern game changer, and they did not. They called that a single, so I'm going to call that a single, too.
Yep, neither player on defense for Southeastern got a glove on it. So it is a pop fly single, the ball that should have been caught. Error of omission.
Well, yes, we'll call it a miscue.
Error of omission, not commission. Here's a pitch below the knees at the plate as Braylon Cordonier looked it over, did not offer. And the count, I believe, is a ball and a strike for the left-hand batting Cordonier. It might be 2-1. Runners on the corners, none out. What is the official ball strike count?
1-1.
Well, I was right initially. A ball, a strike. Two pitches have been thrown to Braylon. Well, Rushi needs another clean hit right here. And that will really fire up the Raiders here in this inning. Here's the ball bloop behind third. Third baseman retreats. No chance. It lands about 2 feet fair down the line. A flared single to short left field for Braylon Cordonier as he stuck out the bat and sprayed a curveball in the field of play to score Quinter and send Saunders to second. Inning still alive. No one out. And it's 2-1. Southeastern's lead chopped in half.
Another big hit for Cordonier. He's come up with a lot this year for the Raiders.
Aiden Chappie steps in. I think a bunt could very well be in order right here. You're down by a run. Runners in scoring position, or I should say one runner in scoring position. Out at second. Boy, you'd like to move them both up to second and third. The pitch to Aiden Chappie, high and away for a ball. Wow, how big is that pop fly single to right center now? It wasn't caught, should have been. Here's a bunt down the third baseline, foul. Aiden mad at himself. He didn't keep that within the field of play. Rushi Raiders trying to fight back here in the top of the fourth, trailing by a run, 2-1. Southeastern scored the first two. Raiders have struck for a marker here in the fourth. Rushi leading a charmed life in this inning. A blooper fair behind third by Braylon Cordonier to plate the initial run. Another foul bunt attempt by Chappie wide of third.
Cordonier earlier in this month had his first career home run, a grand slam, and a huge win over Jackson Center on a Saturday. It was 30 years to the day his father hit his first career home run, also a grand slam, also at Jackson Center.
How about that nugget? Two strikes on the hitter, Aiden Chappie, who's fouled off a couple bunts. Runners at first and second, no out. Southeastern 2, Rushi 1. Fastball delivered by Smith just missed the high outside corner. Catcher framed it. Plate umpire did not give it to Smith the catcher and Harbage, or I should say Smith the pitcher and Harbage the catcher. Again, a two-strike pitch to Aiden Chappie of Rushi. He's swinging now. High and away again.
And that Cordonier nugget came courtesy of a post from Rushi Athletic Director Amber Cordonier. She had the two of them there, and they got a lot of traction there earlier this month when that happened.
Is the count now full, Brian?
It is full, yes.
3-2. Wanted to make sure it was 3-2. Thought it was. First pitch was a ball, then a couple foul bunts. And then a couple more balls out of the zone. Action pitch here. Smith has got to throw something over the plate. Can't afford to walk the bases full. With none out for Rushi here in the top of the fourth, Raiders have scored one already. Here's a big curveball looped in the air, foul behind the plate. Still a full count on Aiden Chappie. Runners at first and second for Rushi. Hayden Quinter has scored in the inning. Grant Saunders down at second. Braylon Cordonier at first. Southeastern still leads, but it's 2-1 now in the top of the fourth. 3-2 pitch, foul to the screen. Good at bat here for Aiden Chappie, who stays alive. Wind blowing in from the left field corner now, sharply out of the northwest. Sky's clearing from that direction. Here is Smith into the stretch. Big pitch. Chappie waits at the plate. Outside target by Harbage. Swung on and stroked hard into left center field. Coyle off and running. He can't get to it. And the Raiders go from first to third. And the batter runner is down at second as the throw unwisely went in the direction of third base. And Rushi took advantage. Nice base knock by Aiden Chappie. And a good piece of base running as well. And we are tied up at two, and the Raiders have the go-ahead runs at second and third. Well, the wheels have not fallen off yet for the pitcher, Sam Smith. But the Raiders, second time through the order, Bryant, are starting to feel him out and zero in. Second and third, none out. After Aiden Chappie's base hit, Zane Chappie, his brother, steps in and takes a curveball at the letters for a strike. Zane, the center fielder, singled in the previous inning for Rushi.
That was the first hit the Raiders had today. Chappie's last inning, to clarify.
Fourth.
Not what Aiden just did.
Uh-oh, here's the pitch to the plate through the legs of Harbage. That's probably a pass ball rolling to the screen. Runner for the Raiders, Saunders, races home from third. And Rushi's got a 3-2 lead. How about that for a swing here in the fourth inning?
This is the big inning Rushi needed. Again, they had two on to start that top of the third after Zane Chappie got the Raiders' first hit of the day, but they could not get anything done there after three routine outs, but they are going to work here in this fourth inning.
Brian, I would have to declare that a pass ball.
Yes.
Went right through the legs of Harbage. It did not look like the pitch bounced out in front of the plate. So back in is Zane Chappie after the pass ball, which scores the Raiders' third run and puts Rushi on top. Here's a bunt popped in the air toward third, foul territory. Harbage can't catch up with it for Southeastern. Oh, that was dangerous. If he catches that foul bunt, guess what? We've got a double play at third base.
Yes, yep.
Rushi Raiders yet to record an out here in the fourth inning. Rushi now leading Southeastern 3-2. Raiders have come from behind. Once down, 2-0. Low outside, curve ball to Chappie. He looks it over. Count now to Chappie is officially, according to the scoreboard,
2-2.
Even up at 2-2. Well, Southeastern has got to stop the bleeding right here. Runner at third. Be a nice insurance run down there for Rushi if the Raiders could produce it. Big cut and a foul out of play off to the right from the bat of Chappie. Jared Poling on deck.
And right now we're tracking with what happened in that district final last week against Cincinnati Christian. Cincinnati Christian took an early 2-0 lead, and the Raiders came alive in the fourth in that inning and eventually pulled away.
Zane Chappie swings at a low slider and misses. Good cut, fine pitch, though, by Smith. Excellent late break down in the zone. Chappie couldn't get a piece of it. For the moment, the Raiders strand the runner at third, one out in the top of the fourth inning. And here's Jared Poling. Infield medium depth. Up on the corners at first and third. Pitch to Poling. Knee high. No, just below the knees. A ball. One of those pitches on a hitter 5'9 or 5'10. It's a strike. But on Poling at 6'3 or 6'4, it's below the hollow of the knee. There's a ball top foul to third. a ball, a strike on Poling. Big at bat. Rushi leads it 3-2. Would love to score this fourth. Runner at third in the person of Aiden Shappy. Here is the 1-1 pitch to Poling. And it is low again, 2-1. Smith trying to keep the ball down. He's done a good job of doing that. Superb discipline at the plate by Poling, who's allowed those low pitches to go below the zone. Here's a late swing and a line drive to right down the line in the corner, and it's on the foul line. Poling, a big swing around first, digs hard to second, headlong slide, safe at second base. Poling mashes a double over first, trotting in from third is Aiden Shappy. On a 2-1 count, Poling hit the ball where it was pitched. He was up in the strike zone, out over the plate, and he hammered it over the first baseman's head. Leaping high in the air was Cole Erskine. He couldn't reel it in. And Rushi with some more lightning striking here in the fourth. Now is in front 4-2. That goes down as a double. Four singles and a two-bagger for Rushi here in the top of the fourth. Smith throws a pitch above the strike zone to Counts. And as I look down in the vicinity of the southeastern bullpen, I don't think anyone's throwing for the Trojans, Brian. Smith takes a look back at second, throws low and away. He is definitely showing signs of fatigue. Probably a 30-plus pitch inning for Smith.
I was getting ready to say, after getting out of that first inning on only 10 pitches and not having thrown much, he is definitely racking them up now.
Swing and a miss by Counts. Good breaking ball by Smith. Two balls and a strike. What a fine piece of hitting by Jared Poling. 2-1 count.
Yeah, Smith up to 63 pitches today right now.
And probably close to half those in this inning.
Right in this inning, yep.
Low and away for a ball. Poling with a big at-bat. Seconds ago, doubling along the right field line. As he scorched one over the first baseman's head, plating Rushi's fourth run of the inning. Raiders in the lead 4-2. Here's the pitch to the hitter, Braden Monin, who's in now. I'm sorry, it's Jude Counts at the plate. My mistake. Counts at the plate. It was Zane Shappy who K'd. The only out for Rushi in this inning. Counts now behind in the count. Or I should say ahead of the count at 3-1. And that pitch from Smith is on the ground, low over the plate, but beneath the knees, and it's ball four. So Counts is at first. Poling is at second. The Raiders have two on with one out, having scored four. And Craig Isaac walks to the mound here for Southeastern. The head coach has a chat with Harbage, the catcher, and Smith, the pitcher, as Rushi has struck for 1, 2, 3, 4 singles and a double plus a walk to tally four in the top of the fourth and take a 4-2 edge. I'd like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com, we're also brought to you by Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Greenville, too, as well as Enon on Dayton Springfield Road. Location in Greenville is at 418 South Broadway. And, of course, at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Always big savings on DeWalt Power Tools at Pro Hardware. Again, on East Pike in Jackson Center and 418 South Broadway in Greenville. New location, Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. Here is a pickoff play by Southeastern. Throw back to second. Safe getting in just in the nick of time is the Raiders runner. It looked from here like he might have been out, but the tag was a fraction of a second late. Plate umpire, or I should say the base umpire, all over it. Another pickoff attempt, and the ball is thrown into center field. And both Raiders move up. Big mistake by Southeastern.
Yep.
Almost getting a pickoff seconds before. Very close play. Trying it again. Looked like that throw back to second might have nicked Poling. in the pant leg, rolled out into center, and both runners polling and counts move up, and now Rushi Bryant has got a chance to make this a six-run inning and take a four-run lead with a base hit right here.
Again, tracking very closely how that Cincinnati Christian District Final went. They were able to blow that open quick once they got going.
Pitch to Braden Monin, high fastball, cut on and missed for a strike. As I was saying, your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center, Greenville, and now Enon have special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Like them on Facebook? You can get beautiful white shaker cabinets in just 3 days. That's right, just 3 days, your Pro Hardware stores can secure for you beautiful white shaker cabinets. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Swing and a miss at the plate by Monin. One out, two on, both in scoring position. Monin swings and cranks up a single back up the middle by Smith, rolling on the ground into center. Here's a wild heave toward the plate. That's a bad idea. No chance there. The batter runner for Rushi kept right on going, and he dashes into second. And the Rushi Raiders are running Southeastern right out of this inning, and the Trojans are throwing the ball all around right now.
To answer your earlier question, I believe McKee is their number two pitcher, so that could be why they're not warming anybody up. If they're going to change here, they may just pull him in from second.
And that's where the top of the line pitching might stop, right at McKee. Here's a pitch on the outside corner for a strike called to Xavier Flippo. How about this inning for Rushi? Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 singles, a double, a walk, and the Raiders have erased the 2-0 deficit and lead 6-2. Curveball way outside to Flippo. Smith approaching 40 pitches in this inning. He has lost it. Rushi hitting the ball where it's been pitched. Spraying singles all over the Princeton High School Stadium. Swing and a ball sprayed foul behind the plate to the right. 1-2 on Flippo, the shortstop for Rushi. He's been out twice, lined out to center in his last trip. Two-strike pitch to Flippo as Smith for Southeastern tries to get out of this inning finally. There's a curveball 5 feet outside. He almost threw that one to the screen. 2-2 on Flippo. Smith into the stretch. Looks back at Monin at second. Comes plateward. Fastball foul beyond the dugout to the right. Still 2-2. Southeastern led in this game 2-0 heading into the top of the fourth. And the Rushi Raiders have dealt Southeastern a six-run uprising. 6-2 Raiders. Just a bevy of hits, an onslaught. Inside corner, strike three called. That was a dandy of a pitch. That's a beauty.
He's getting ready to say no signs of it stopping. That's a big out there. Now he's just one away from getting out of this inning, but we'll see if he can, how quick he can get it.
Xavier Flippo looked at the two-strike pitch on the inside corner. He thought it was a strike. He hung around home plate, and the umpire rang him up. Hayden Quinter with a runner at second looks at a high curveball, 1-0.
And we're now back to where we started when this inning began. Quinter had a line drive single to center to get us going.
And a crazy lengthy top of the fourth inning for Rushi. And the ball is flared foul out of play to the right. Hayden Quinter at the plate. Yep, as you noted, Bryant, he singled to start the fourth. 10-minute hit for the Raiders here in the fourth inning. As Rushi has clobbered Smith for 6 hits, 5 singles, a double, and a base on balls. There's a ground ball back up the middle. Shortstop strides to his left near the bag. Fields, and the shortstop, Cordial, rifles a throw on to first to end the inning finally for Southeastern. good play by Cordial as that ball was ticketed for a base hit back through the box. But Rushi scores six. That's right. Half a dozen runs for the Raiders in the top of the fourth, and Rushi has exploded out to a 6-2 lead over Southeastern, which comes to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Well, we are halfway through this regional semifinal at Princeton, and this game has turned. The pendulum has swung in the favor of Rushi, which exploded for six in the top of the fourth, and Southeastern comes to bat in the bottom of the fourth down 6-2. Grant Saunders, who's been picking up steam, is back on the mound taking warm-up throws for the Raiders. Many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one agency in the region again. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and St. Mary's. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, do well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5, TAM FM in Sydney. Opening hitter for Southeastern in the bottom of the fourth is looking now at a 1-1 count, a ball and a strike. I'd like to remind you that our radio station sponsors are Busher's Market in Rushi, Reese Insurance Group in Sydney, Sydney Body Car Star, Realty 2000, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. And there's a called strike whipped in there by Saunders. And the 1-2 pitch is right at the chest of the batter, who tries to go spinning out of the way. The ball might have plunked the bat, or did it hit him?
It hit him.
On the hands as he threw his arms up in front of his body. I think it's been ruled a hit batsman.
That is the third that Saunders has had in the last two innings.
I have not seen the official motion by the plate umpire sending the man down to first. So it's still momentarily inconclusive, although I tell you what, there's no doubt the ball caught a big chunk of Adkins on the hand, wrist, or arm. And once again here on ScoresBroadcast.com, thanks so much to Knox Machinery, a new underwriting sponsor since late last winter. Precision Strip in Minster, Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, about which we spoke earlier.
Well, you had eyes on it, Jack. Apparently it did hit the bat before it hit him.
There you go. That's kind of what I saw. Third base coach, bench coach for Southeastern converge, talk it over, have no choice but to agree with the umpire. Adkins back in the box. Two strikes on him. Saunders fires it plateward. Outside corner, waist high. Yes, sir, he gets the call. Saunders a big K to start the bottom of the fourth inning.
Next up,
One away for the Southeastern Trojans, bottom of inning number four. Atkins has gone down and strikes twice. Cole Walton, the hitter, the DH, he struck out his previous attempt. Swing and a miss on a high hard one. Nothing in one on Walton. Saunders has settled in for the Raiders, no question. Left-hand batting Walton, Cox the bat. Curveball outside, a ball and a strike on Walton for Southeastern, which now trails 6-2 after leading 2-0 into the top of the fourth inning. Late cut, high foul, out of play, third base side, drifting beyond the dugout into the stands. Small section of fans standing beyond the left field fence in front of the bullpen. Two strikes on the hitter, Walton. One down for Southeastern, bottom of the fourth. Trojans, the home team, will bat last in this game. Rushi with a well-timed 6-run top of the fourth inning, when they sent 10 men to the plate and batted the ball very hard off the Trojans pitcher, Smith. Outside fastball to the batter, Walton, who looks it over. Count goes to 2-2 on the lefty. Saunders brings that left leg up. Walton swings and lifts a fly ball, a lazy one to center field. That should be an easy out for Zane Chappie. He's got it, two down. Two away Southeastern, bottom of the fourth. And that brings up Mason Coyle, the center fielder. He's been active defensively out there for Southeastern. Coyle from the left side, a senior. Straightaway stance at the plate. Looks at a high fastball, 1-0. Tell you what, Bryant, Southeastern did not help itself in that fourth inning.
Not at all.
Throwing the ball around. There was a big base on balls.
And do not forget how Saunders reached with that ball dropping there.
Yep.
In between the right fielder and the center fielder. That was the Saunders was the second batter of the inning at that point.
A routine out all the way. No doubt about it. Here's the pitch to Coyle by Saunders. Up and away for a ball.
Marucci showed how much better they could hit after seeing Smith one time through.
Exactly. That often can decide the offensive output for a club. After getting a good look through the first nine hitters, they begin to strike that breaking pitch and time it up. And Rushi hit the ball right on the button in the top of the fourth inning. Strike three called. Saunders with a fastball right down the middle. Walton was looking for something off speed, didn't get it. And Rushi's now got Southeastern on its heels. We played four, heading to the top of the fifth. It is Rushi 6, Southeastern 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh my, how about the comeback for Grant Saunders on the hill for the Rushi Raiders? He gave up three hits and a run in the first inning. Since then, he's allowed just two singles, has struck out six in this game, and he's really picking up steam. He's gotten loose. Grant is getting ahead of hitters, throwing strikes. and is registering outs, and the Rushi Raiders with a 6-2 cushion appear to be in business as Rushi's bats come to the plate here in the top of inning number 5. Rushi sent 10 to the plate in the 4th, and starting the top of the 5th inning is Saunders. Speaking of Grant, he's the batter to kick off the frame. Filtered sunshine here in northern Hamilton County at Princeton High School. We see a lot of bright blue sky off to the northwest. It has not arrived fully here yet. I would call it just a very thin layer of cloudiness overhead. Any cumulus activities moved way off to the southeast. Got a strong breeze from the left field corner to the right field corner. Here's the pitch to the plate to Saunders. He swings and spanks a ball to right center. Look out. It's up the gap. Rolling all the way to the fence. A good 370 from home plate. Saunders belts a double up the gap. Big hit by Grant. Leading hitter on this team for Rushi all year. He showed some power there, Bryant.
And
what a hit by Grant. 2 hits for him today.
And with McKee in there, no changes so far. Rushi continues to hit him.
Zach McKee, the second pitcher for Southeastern, the number 2 man behind Smith. He's on the hill now. McKee, just a sophomore, is ripped by Saunders. The first batter McKee faces, swing and a long foul pulled out of play to the right by Braylon Cordonier. That ball hit there by Saunders, perhaps the hardest hit ball of this game. Pitch to Cordonier, breaking ball, let her high, strike. 0-2. Oh, Braylon looked that one over carefully. Almost unloaded the swing, but didn't. 2-strike pitch to Braylon Cordonier. Curveball outside corner, rings him up. Called strike 3. Excellent pitch by McKee. One down for Rushi here in the top of the 5th inning. Aiden Shappy steps in. Braylon Cordonier had singled in his 2 previous trips. Oh, what a hook by McKee. Sweeping curveball. Caught the inside corner for a strike. It had Shappy leaning away from the plate. No balls and a strike on Aiden. Fastball, swing, and he whiffed it. Strike 2, 0-2 on Aiden Shappy. Runner aboard, 1 out for Rushi. Top of the 5th inning. Raiders once trailed 2-0 and threw a 6th spot in the top of the 4th at Southeastern to bolt into the lead by a 6-2 count. There's a pitch high out of the strike zone to Aiden. McKee comes back. Aiden swings and lofts it beyond short into left center. Center fielder coming. Coyle looks at his shortstop, and guess what? It lands on the green turf. It's a base hit. Second time in this game, miscommunication by players defensively for Southeastern. That ball was hit high enough to be caught, Brian.
Yes, it was. Arushi gets a hit out of it and keeps the inning going here with 1 out.
Saunders, thinking the ball should be caught, didn't move far off second. He stayed put. 2-1 out for the Raiders, who try to tack on additional insurance here in the top of the 5th. Zane Chappy looks at a curveball strike in and over. Runners at first and second for Rushi. Top of the 5th inning, 1 away. Raiders lead at 6-2. Pickoff attempt back to second, and Saunders is safe. Pretty close, but a very good call by the base umpire. Tell you what, Southeastern has been it has been its own worst enemy defensively. Some unnecessary throws, ill-timed ones to bases where balls shouldn't have been fired.
And we could be seeing some of that youth coming up to the surface here on this regional stage.
The Trojans have missed the cutoff at least three times in this game. A pickoff attempt went awry at second. A couple of blue pits, balls that should have been caught well out onto the outfield grass.
But again, the key for Rushi is putting the ball in play to get that stuff to happen, and they weren't able to do that much in the first three innings, but that changed quickly last inning.
Yep, and the Raiders timed up some hits with runners in scoring position in the fourth. A six-inning explosion, or I should say a six-run explosion by Rushi to take a 6-2 lead. Here's the pitch to Zane Chappie with runners at first and second, and it is outside. He looked it over carefully. Zach McKee on the mound for Southeastern in relief of Sam Smith. Curveball down the middle, grounded to short, flipped to second for one, relay to first, close, yes, got him, double play. Well done, Cordial, the shortstop, to the second baseman, on to first. The relay to Erskine in time, twin killing, as Chappie is retired at second, Aiden out there, and Zane on the back end out at first. We go to the bottom of the fifth here at Princeton High School. Division 4 Baseball Regional Semifinal, Rushi 6, Southeastern 2, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the big boy slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I am Jack Kramer, along with Bryant Billing. We welcome you back to Princeton High School here in northern Hamilton County, just below the I-275 outer belt. Rushi Raiders have turned a 2-0 deficit into a 6-2 advantage. Southeastern hits here in the bottom of inning number 5. Grant Saunders, the starting hurler for Rushi, has gotten better and better and better as this game has gone on. Southeastern plated a run in the first, another in the third. Southeastern now hits here in the bottom of the fifth, back at the top of the order. Aiden Harbage steps in. He is zip for two so far in this game. If the Trojans are to begin a comeback, it's got to be right here at the top of the lineup. Saunders with a ball and a strike. 1-1 count on Harbage. Gary Cordial to follow. Sam Smith, the third hitter in this frame. Well, what a comeback by the Rushi Raiders, who appeared to be down and out behind 2-0. Sam Smith was rolling for Southeastern. There's a curveball high and inside. Saunders just missed the corner. Hitter backed away. Umpire didn't give the pitch to Saunders. Good call. 2-1. Grant winds, throws. Harbage, towering pop fly, right side of the diamond. Second baseman for the Raiders drifts out into short right field, and it's hauled in by Braylon Cordonier. It's that kind of fly ball to the right side of the field here at Princeton, Bryant, that's given fielders trouble all day long.
Yes, it has. I don't know if it's the wind or what the deal is there. Could be a combo between the wind and the sun.
Right.
Looks like from how they're playing it, the wind's pushing it a little when it's up there.
But Braylon played that one very well.
Yes, he did.
Here is the shortstop, G- Garrett Cordial stepping in, just a sophomore, single and a hit batsman so far in this game for Southeastern. And he swings and hits a pop fly foul over the stands to the right of home plate. A strike on Cordial. Saunders in a groove. He's allowed just five hits. Those came in two innings. Big bending curveball around the inside corner. Two balls and a strike. 2-1. 6-2, Rushi over Southeastern. Raiders got off to a bad start, but hit the ball extremely well in that fourth inning. Swing and a miss by the hitter, Cordial. Fine breaking pitch by Saunders. 2-2 count. Cordial back in the box. Saunders throws outside fastball. It goes full. 3-2. Winner this game comes back tomorrow at 5 in the regional championship. An opportunity to play for a berth in the state final four against the winner of our second game between Fort Loramie and Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy. There's a high twisting foul out of play over the Raiders dugout beyond third base. I think the count on Cordial is close to full.
It is full.
Yes. Saunders, long wait. Peers in, gets the sign. Hard cut, foul to the screen. Good rip by the batter, Cordial. Got a piece of it and cracked it back to the backstop. We're still full. One out for Southeastern, bottom of the fifth. Had a quick start to this game, first inning and a half for two innings. But it slowed down after a 40-pitch fourth inning when Rushi scored six against Southeastern. There's a low fastball dribbled off the hands. He fisted it to third, did the batter Cordial. Nice play by the charging third sacker, Hayden Quinter, for the Raiders, who shoots the throw to Poling for the out. Two down. Saunders got that pitch right in on the knuckles of Gary Cordial. He could do nothing with it. And that'll bring up Sam Smith, starting pitcher for Southeastern here today. He's had a couple of hits, two singles. Pitch by Saunders to Smith over the top of everybody into the screen. We've got filtered sunshine here at Cincinnati Princeton, blue sky to the northwest. They are slowly creeping this way. Understand the upper Miami Valley, well north of I-70, has been pretty clear since 10 or 10:30 this morning. A rain, a hard one, after dawn here in northern Hamilton County delayed the start of this game from 2 to 3 o'clock. There's a low pitch below the knees to Smith, a ball on him. Fort Loramie Redskins have arrived, came walking up to the Diamond Complex several minutes ago. Ball four to Smith, the pitch was downstairs. So the perfect day at the plate continues for him, a walk and two singles. Here's Zach McKee, who went to the mound in place of Smith at the start of that fifth inning. Pitch to McKee, swung on, hit off the end of the bat, in the air to short right field. Right fielder for the Raiders coming in. It's Jude Counts camping under it. He's got it easily. Saunders on a roll. We played five full. We head to the top of the sixth. The Rushi Raiders 6, Southeastern Trojans 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Jack Kramer and Bryant Billing filling in for Chuck McVie. Welcome you back to Princeton High School. Rushi on the long end of a 6-2 score. Raiders come calling here in the top of the sixth. This game an hour and 40 old. We've been told that the itinerary for the day is a 6 o'clock start for game number 2. Now, this game's not going to conclude till probably well after 5. We'll probably go back to the radio station. We'll go offline, return to the radio station for about 15, 20 minutes of radio station programming, and then restart online at about 5:30, 25 till 6, somewhere in that vicinity. That's barring a turn of events and extra innings or something like that.
Well, I was going to say, it depends on how fast this goes. If we get more innings like that fifth, or do we get another one of those long fourth innings? Because that was actually going quick, but once Rushi batted through their lineup in the fourth, things slowed down.
Right. Jared Poling at the plate, a ball, a strike for him. He hits against McKee, the second pitcher, and Poling, much like he spanked a double to right field in his previous trip, rips another one, picked that ball off his right ear, and shot the ball down the right field line. The right fielder for Southeastern cuts it off quickly, holding Poling to a single, but a couple of very sharp opposite field base knocks by Jared Poling. His last two trips to the plate, well done by him. Tell you what, Rushi, over the last few frames, has executed quite nicely at the plate, Brian.
Yes.
Hitting the baseball where it has been pitched, using the entire outfield foul line to foul line.
And that was actually a two-strike count on Poling there, so he was able to come up with a nice two-strike hit.
Here is Brayden Monin stepping in now for the Raiders. He singled his last trip. Rushi now approaching 10 hits for this game. I quickly total them up.
They have 9, yeah, I believe.
You're exactly right. Jude counts at the plate. Poling at first. None out. Top of the 6 for the Raiders. Pitch to count. Swung on, line to second. Leaping play by the second baseman, who doubles up Poling at first. Fine catch by the second sacker for the Trojans. He went airborne. Double play results. 2 down for Rushi. Top of the 6th. 6-2, though, Raiders.
I believe that was Bowman who they brought on as a runner there.
Right. Really couldn't do much about that.
No.
Another ball ripped to right field, and it is going to drop in front of the right fielder. Nice clean single by Brayden Monin. Again, Monin from the right side of the plate hits the outside fastball to right field. It continues to happen time and time again. That display at the plate by Rushi shows how well coached,
yes,
this team is.
Absolutely.
Practice makes perfect. Hitting the ball to the opposite field is something that you have to practice and work on. Boy, the dead pull hitters would be handicapped here today against the curveball specialists of Southeastern. Here's a steal of second by Monin on the pitch of the plate in the dirt. Monin down at second. Now, Raiders have done a superb job of keeping their hands back at the plate and taking that ball the opposite way here today. And that was hit number 10. 10 base knocks by Rushi here in this game. 2 in this inning. Single, double play, single. Flippo swings, and it's a high fly ball foul curling to the right out of play. A strike on Flippo with Monin down at second, top of the sixth inning, and Rushi leads Southeastern 6-2. Southeastern once led 2-0. There's a 1-2 hopper to short off the bat of Flippo. Nice play by the shortstop. Cordial, who came charging in, gloved it with the left hand and flipped on to first for the out. Good play by the shortstop Cordial, just a sophomore for Southeastern. Nifty maneuver by him to get the third out against Rushi here in the top of the sixth inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's still, Rushi 6, Southeastern 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Say from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Southeastern needs run production against Grant Saunders, who's sailing along beautifully now after a slow start to this game. And the first hitter for Southeastern in the bottom of the sixth inning, it's a long twisting fly ball down the right field line. Is it fair or foul? Foul ball by inches in the corner. And the runner for Southeastern scurried all around first and second, went to third. He thought it was in the field of play. The umpires had their arms up. Dead yep. ball, foul. Tell you what, though, nope. I will give the hitter for Southeastern a lot of credit for vitality. Good running effort by him. He didn't know for sure whether it was fair or foul. Obviously, didn't he hear foul ball?
He did not. And triple would have been a good start for the Trojans there, but.
And the hitter stepping in there for Southeastern is Austin Miller in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rushi 6 outs away from advancing to the regional championship tomorrow at 5.
The Trojans have not gotten a hit since the third inning. Saunders has been on.
There's a ball chop foul outside of first, 1-2 on Austin Miller, who singled and struck out in this game for the Trojans. Grant Saunders has been dealing, no question about it. Here's a ball topped in front of home plate. Good hustle off the mound by Grant. Gloves it with one hand and flips the throw to first down to Poling for the easy out. Saunders got the hitter to hit on top of the breaking ball. One out recorded easily to start the bottom of the sixth. Rushi now 5 outs away from the regional championship game. And here's Kaysen Spears, the third baseman for the Trojans. Saunders with one of his peppiest fastballs of the night. or I should say afternoon, daytime here at Princeton. It's up and out of the zone. Ball one. Breaking pitch foul, out of play to the right. A ball and a strike.
Now Saunders is at 93 pitches right now. Unofficially today, he's given up 2 earned runs on 5 hits and a walk. And those, struck out 6.
Those runs are his first 2 earned runs of the year. And I'm sure that 90-plus pitch count is his high watermark of the season. Coming back at midseason, nursing his arm into recovery. There's a pitch on the outside corner above the belt. Hitter didn't like it. Spears backs away. Took strike 2 on the corner. Saunders tries to put him away here. Out of the zone wide.
I do think you're right on the pitch count. He did go 6 innings against Cincinnati Christian in that district final last Wednesday. I don't think he got quite as high as he has today, though.
I think he was in the 80s in that game. Here's the pitch on the play to the hitter for Southeastern, Spears. And it's a ball popped up to the right side, out into short right field. And coming on to make the play again is the right fielder Jude Counts for the Raiders. He's been fairly busy. Saunders getting easy putouts now as his pitches are really handcuffing the Southeastern batters. And Kyle Adkins comes plateward, freshman right fielder. 2 down for Southeastern, bottom of the 5th. Rushi 4 outs away from a berth in the regional championship tomorrow at 5. Swing and a miss at the plate, strike 1. Saunders back to work quickly. Ball hit off the very end of the bat into the stands to the right of home plate. Outfield shading the Southeastern hitter slightly to the right, not figuring he'll get around on Grant. There's a fastball over the top of everybody, a ball and 2 strikes. 2 out, bottom of the 5th inning, or I should say bottom of the 6th inning, and Rushi leads Southeastern 6-2. Fort Loramie and Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy up next. Wind-up pitch to the plate, outside corner at the belt, and the hitter is rung up. Good call by the plate umpire. It was right there. Hitter knew it. Saunders and his battery mate behind the plate, Aiden Chappie, knew it as well. Strike 3 called to end the 6th inning for Southeastern. We go to the final inning, hopefully for Rushi, the 7th. Raiders 6, Southeastern 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Rushi Raiders 1 inning away from a berth in the regional title game tomorrow at 5. Raiders batting here in the top of the 7th. Difference in this game, a 6-run 4th inning by Rushi off Southeastern starter Sam Smith. That big frame by the Raiders saw Rushi connect with 5 singles in that inning. There was a walk, a 2-bagger, 6 runs across the plate, a few ill-advised throws to wrong bases by Southeastern. really made the inning more complicated for the Trojans defensively. And Rushi took advantage. Raiders to bat, starting the seventh, ground ball to third. And charging is the third baseman for Southeastern. Nice play by Kaysen Spears as he gobbles that one up and fires a strike to his first baseman, Cole Erskine, for the out. That was Hayden Quinter, retired. And here's Grant Saunders, who's had a great day on the mound. Very good day at the plate, single and a double. Pitch by McKee to Saunders, low below the zone, a ball. Tell you what, Grant has really helped his cause in the batter's box. Ball swung on, lifted behind second. Second baseman retreats into very short center field for Southeastern, and the play is made by McKee, or I should say by Smith, who is playing second base in place of McKee, who went to the mound. Catch made, two out. And hopefully for the Raiders, this is Rushi's last at-bat.
Yes.
Last player to hit for this game. Barring, of course, a four-run bottom of the seventh by Southeastern.
You're mentioning Saunders there in his day at the plate. I think he's going to finish 2-for-4 after that. He had a big double there in that fourth inning.
Yep. We'll have a radio station break after this next out by Rushi, which will finish the top of the seventh. We'll have a one-minute radio station break after the next Rushi out to conclude the top of the seventh. There's a slow breaking curveball to Braylon Cordonier in and over for a strike. That soft stuff has given Braylon a little trouble in this game today. McKee into the windup, the pitch to Braylon. Fastball ripped at and missed as the pitcher did a nice job. McKee for Southeastern changed the eye level of the last couple or three pitches, also altered the speed, and Cordonier goes down swinging. But Rushi still leads, big advantage of four runs. Raiders three outs away from moving on to the regional title game tomorrow night at 5. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Final at bat for Southeastern. Rushi 6, Southeastern 2. 1 minute radio station break next on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back to Princeton High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing. Bottom of the seventh, Southeastern to hit. Down 6-2, a big six-run fourth inning for the Raiders. The difference in this game. Reminding Derek back at the radio station, we'll have a four-minute commercial block, a four-minute radio station break after the end of the bottom of the seventh. Southeastern batting, Rushi three outs away from victory. We will insert a four-minute block on our end. Here is Saunders trying to complete this game. Wow, what a sparkling performance by Grant. He was not sharp, very hittable in the first inning. Three base knocks by Southeastern in that frame. Two more then in the third. And no hits for Southeastern in the fourth, fifth, or sixth. Trojans batting here in the bottom of the seventh. Saunders on a roll. Got to be right at 100 pitches for this contest. But he clearly has gotten stronger as the game's gone along, and that's what you want to see.
Absolutely.
In your number one. And he jams the hitter for Southeastern, who plunks a little foul outside of third, several feet in front of the third base coach. Foul ball, no balls and a strike. Saunders into the windup, the pitch. And the ball is swung on by Cole Walton. The left-hand batter fouls it out of play to the left beyond the stands. Two strikes on him. Walton has struck out and flied out to center in this game. Saunders kicks, deals, swing, foul again, same place. Nothing in two. Fort Loramie Redskins down to our right. Readying themselves for game number two against Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy. Swing and a miss, strike three. Well, that was power right there.
Yes, it was.
Saunders blew the hitter away. Well executed fastball. It tailed up and away. And the hitter, Walton, went fishing for it. Couldn't get a piece of it. He's out on strikes. I'm going to do a quick rapid fire count, Bryant, of Saunders' strikeout total for this game. He's starting to inch toward 10, I think.
I believe that was number 8 he just had there.
Yep. Mason Coyle to the plate now for Southeastern. Swings on an inside fastball and knuckles it out of play to the right. Saunders, in the last few innings, has had a habit of doing that, riding that fastball up and in, and Southeastern just is not hitting it squarely. Foul ball strike to Coyle, the center fielder. Pitch by Saunders, way up high. Fort Loramie Redskins, Lancaster Christian Academy in game two. Keep in mind, we'll have a very quick wrap-up. We will break for 4 minutes, a four-minute commercial break at the end of this game after two more outs by Southeastern. And then a short wrap. We'll conclude, go offline. Radio station programming of very short duration before we come back live here at Princeton at about 25 till 6 for game number two. As the sunshine continues to break through more and more and more. Pitch to the plate by Saunders, foul to the screen. Two strikes on the batter, Coyle.
That great job by the Princeton people here getting this field ready today. We're talking about the fiasco that happened at Springfield's Carlton-Davidson Stadium back in 2019. If they would have had the similar amount of rain that Princeton had today, this probably would have been pushed till tomorrow.
No doubt.
No flooded outfields here at Princeton, though.
There's a ball bouncing to the plate. Two balls, two strikes on the hitter. Mason Coyle for Southeastern, which trails Rushi 6-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Rushi was a part of that regional in 2019.
Uh-oh, pitch on the outside corner. Looks good, it is. Strike three called. Saunders with K number 9. Boy, this has turned in to a sparkling start by Grant Saunders. Didn't begin that way, but he's chugged along and gotten better and better and better as this contest has progressed. Final out of this game, very possibly. It is Harbage, the leadoff hitter. Strike called on the knees, outside corner, nothing in one.
And this is the fifth consecutive season that Rushi has been at this level.
There's a strike at the waist, outside edge, 0-2. Saunders trying to finish off a Southeastern lickety-split. Leadoff hitter for the Trojans, 0-3 today. He's been out three times, and that's been a big factor.
That run started in that 2017 state runner-up year.
Fastball up and away. Swing and a miss. He whiffed at it. Came up with all air. It's over 10 Ks for Saunders, who finishes extremely strong. Grant Saunders goes the distance. Limits Southeastern to 5 hits. Strikes out 10. And the Rushi Raiders, buoyed by a big 6-run uprising in the 4th, turn back Southeastern 6-2 to take this D4 regional semifinal at Cincinnati Princeton. As promised, a 4-minute commercial break. We'll run our 4-minute block, 4-minute radio station break upcoming. Then a short wrap to follow. Rushi defeats Southeastern 6-2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Leckow proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Leckow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, our four-minute block on this end might have been a little long. We apologize to the radio station for that. Rushi Raiders excelling here today, winning 6-2 over Southeastern. And Rushi did it with a great offensive explosion, Bryant, in that fourth inning. One hit after another, and Sam Smith, the starter, who breezed through three, got nicked pretty hard. In fact, one ball after another got stung. That's the difference between this year's Raiders team and last year's club. Not a big difference, but it's a difference maker offensively. This Rushi team's got a little more firepower at the plate, no question about it.
Absolutely. We saw that today. They just absolutely started smashing those balls when they hit them in the fourth inning.
Grant Saunders, tremendous pitching effort. He strikes out 10, limits Southeastern to 5 hits. Saunders added 2 hits himself, a single and a double. Braden Monin had a couple of singles in this game. Aiden Chappie, a couple base hits as well. And Rushi pulled away one easily by a final tally of 6-2. And the Raiders now await the winner of our second game between Fort Loramie and Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy, which we understand will start at about 6. We'll return to the air at about 25 minutes till 5 o'clock. I promised earlier after one storytelling message about Schnipple Construction that I'd deliver another one to you. I'd like to remind you that Schnipple Construction in northern Shelby County, located in Botkins, is perhaps a well-kept secret throughout west central Ohio. It has been building excellence for 7 decades. Way back in 1953, 3 generations ago, that's when the Schnipple Construction Foundation was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions, and he set a very high standard of excellence back then, and at Schnipple, it still followed today. And since those early years of Schnipple, Schnipple Construction has completed more than 400 commercial projects. Today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, now specializing in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. Schnipple's partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Welcoming applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com. That's Schnipple, S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Very good performance by the Rushi Raiders. This club continues to roll, Bryant, advancing to 22-6 on the year. 15 of the last 16 have been in the victory column for the Raiders. That's hot.
Yes, it is. Absolutely is. They've been on it, and the return of Grant Saunders to the mound has definitely helped them in that stretch as well, and that is 2 very good games he's pitched here to get them to this regional final point. He, of course, also pitched in that district final last Wednesday against Cincinnati Christian at Dayton Christian. So he's on, but he won't be back on the mound tomorrow. It'll be somebody else, likely Xavier Filippo, I believe.
So the Raiders have matched last year's tournament performance. They've achieved that level. They would like to come out on top tomorrow and take the regional championship and advance on to the final 4 at Akron. Fort Loramie has other ideas. The Redskins, who beat Rushi last year, can meet Rushi again this season in that 5 o'clock tilt tomorrow, with the victory here coming up at 6 o'clock over Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy. And we'll have that game airtime about 25-6. We will go offline. We'll go offline for a short while. Our game took about 2 hours and 4 minutes, I think. Our game that we just completed here at Princeton took 2 hours and 4 minutes. It's about 4:15. The infield is being reworked, and we've got a 6 o'clock first pitch scheduled for Fort Loramie and Lancaster Fairfield Christian Academy. Airtime 25 till 6. We're going offline now. We'll see you shortly. Hang loose. We'll fire up Van Halen at about 25 after 5 and 10 to 15 minutes or so. So stay right with us. Meanwhile, enjoy programming on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Again, repeating, our radio station sponsors today were Busher's Market in Rushi, Reese Insurance Group in Sydney, Sydney Body Car Star, Realty 2000, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. Once again, the final score, Rushi Raiders 6, Southeastern Trojans 2. For Bryant Billing, Jack Kramer saying for a short while, good afternoon to you from here at Princeton on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.